Welcome to What is Going Om for New Thought from the Edge of Om. Each week on Om Time's flagship radio show, veteran broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgbeer conducts thought-provoking interviews with inspirational authors, artists, musicians, scientists, speakers, and filmmakers who are working at the point where spirituality and science meet consciousness at the very edge of Om. Here is your host, Sandy Sedgbeer.
Hello. Power and vulnerability, magnetic manifestation and creative connections, releasing obstacles and letting go of illusions. These are just some of the concepts that we'll be discussing in today's edition of the Energy and Integration series with internationally respected authors, speakers and spiritual facilitators, Jim Self, Lee Harris and Susie Miller. So if you've been aware of a quickening in the energy, a sudden stepping up in the rhythm, as it were, stay tuned for the latest insights and suggestions for integrating the shifts and upgrades that this month's energies are bringing. First up, as usual, is founder of Mastering Alchemy, Jim Self, whose practical energy tools and consciousness-altering webinars and classes are facilitating big shifts for thousands of people across the globe. Jim, welcome back.
Hi, Sandy. Nice to be here, as always.
Yeah, you too. Nice to have you. It's interesting, you know, the threads that always seem to appear in the three different presentations that we get each month. And I love to look back over the month and remind myself of what was said on the last month's show. I know Lee was certainly talking about the incredible changes that were going to take place and how everything was going to speed up in May. And I certainly noticed that through almost the entire first half of this year, I and many others I've spoken to were experiencing a sense of stuckness, as if we were being held back by something in a holding pattern, as if, you know, 2017 wouldn't let go. And I heard astrologically that it wouldn't be till the middle of the year that we would really feel the shifts coming. And right on cue, as the sun went into Gemini last month, there was a palpable shift, as if someone had unplugged the stopper and suddenly everything's flowing again, but not necessarily in the same direction. What's your take on what's been unfolding and what lies ahead? Are you with us, Jim? Hello, Jim, are you still with us? we've lost sound with Jim. Well, in that case, is he back? Okay, well, hold tight, everybody, because Jim will be back with us as soon as we can. Clearly, the energy is certainly moving in his direction. And I think I hear Susie Miller in the background there. And you may have to come on if we don't get Jim back in a second. Oh, there he is.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Jim.
No idea what happened. It must have been the astrological shift.
It must have been the energy flowing in your direction, Jim. So did you hear what I said? You did. Good. Okay. So, give us your take.
One of the things that is happening, and I've talked about this over the last 2 years, and every time we talk, it seems like I touch on this, there's these waves of light that are coming in, and these waves are very much transforming you, your magnetic field, the Earth, the magnetic field of the Earth, and as that comes in, there's just a lot of things that are happening, and one of the aspects, let me just touch on astrology. You know, we think about astrology in pretty specific ways. It's like horoscopes, or more spiritual people will take it in as somewhat direction. But to a great extent, when you start to look at this opening in this fifth dimensional reality, you're beginning to see a level of consciousness presenting itself. And from a simple astrology standpoint, these are waves of up and down and rhythms that have a tremendous intelligence, but in the past we have not been able to be aware of it. It's as if your antenna wasn't directed properly. But more importantly, when you walk around in fear and doubt and duality and separation and my rent's not paid, it's really very hard to pay attention to a lot of the subtle vibrations that would allow a person to recognize some of these emotional shifts that are really coming from these cosmic and changes that are being presented in the shift.
You're absolutely right. And the thing that I notice is we all have known what's coming for a long time. Goodness knows you and I have been talking about it for 7 or 8 years. And yet it's almost as if we know it, but we're never aware that it's here. It's always out in front of us. It's always in our heads, and we don't find ourselves experiencing it. Why is that? We almost miss it sometimes.
Well, one of the things that happens to all of us is we have beliefs and habits and perceptions of what is true. And many spiritualists, people, becoming aware, have been reading books for a long time. They're pretty much in the same agreement as what is spirituality. And often when I talk to people, they have an illusion of what spirituality is, or they have expectations of what spirituality is. And one of the things that I'm experiencing in kind of really working at delivering this shift of awareness with the archangelics and others is these waves of light that are now coming in, if I was to be simple, it's as if they're coming in and the fifth dimension, well-being, respect, dignity, if you would, are starting to surround you. It's not so much in a way that you have to go to the fifth dimension, again, that concept of well-being. It's aspect of it that is starting to be very real, but in a way, I just mentioned the antenna. My antenna is set that this is what I expect. And what you expect is really not what is unfolding in many, many cases. So there's really a reset that I'm watching that I think is really required in all of us. And that is to step back and decide maybe there's something else additionally that's happening, additional to what I perceive or what I expect. When I talk like that, I go back to one of the really fundamental great teachers of this whole spiritual evolution we're in, and that's Esther Hicks, channeling Abraham all the way back into the mid-80s.
Yes.
And if you go back to the beginning of Esther's work and Abraham's work, they were really simple for 3 or 4 or 5 years. They didn't waver. They basically said law of attraction, law of intentional decision-making, and law of allowing. And if you start to think about that, what happens is what you put your attention on is what you draw to you, law of attraction. But in that context, if your expectations are this is what the new world is going to look like, then pretty much that's what you're going to be perceiving, you should be seeing. But in fact, that's not what is being presented to a very large extent. It's as if that, secondly, that law of intentional decision making is really about holding your intention, creating that intention. But there are two parts to it, my intention and then holding my attention on my intention. And again, I watch lots of people talk about how good it's going to be, and then they go right into worry about how am I going to pay my rent. And so the attention and intention don't match. But of late, in the context of how you're asking the question, that law of allowing is really very helpful. It's as if just step back and stop expecting, stop assuming. Just watch, allow it, kind of be curious about it. Find that space where you can look at the spring grass growing and be amazed in present time at how green it is and how beautiful it is. Just allow And I think you're going to find the bigger piece that's happening that many people will have a real hard time with is when you stop going to, worrying about, everything comes to you. And it's metaphoric in some ways, and that's how people mostly hear it. But in this shift, it's not metaphorical at all. If you get quiet and hold your intention, that law of attraction allows the creation to unfold.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Expectations that we hold on to and all of the distractions, what you call the noise in the world. We sometimes get so focused or so unfocused by that that we don't allow ourselves any time to really open up our antenna and sense the changes in the rhythm.
Yes, very much so. You know, something that is going to become more and more conscious to people is we talk about emotions and feelings, and a lot of times people don't have a good clarity on what is an emotion and what is a feeling. But what is going to become understood more and more as you get quiet, as you get allowing, if you get into a state of ease without the expectation, what you're going to begin to understand more so is the rational mind, the thinker, is what creates the emotion. And if you think about emotions, or let me define it this way, emotions have edges: anger, rage, resentment, disappointment, frustration, aggression. They all have edges. But feelings are very much developed in the heart and in the consciousness of you and the higher self. And beauty and well-being, appreciation, gratitude don't have edges. But what is very much coming into the awareness, and it's extremely subtle, when you get quiet and you begin to be allowing, there is an awareness of sensation. And sensation is not a word or a vibration that's understood. But in that quiet space, that sense of sensation and well-being begins to have a very different interaction with you, you with it, and it begins to be that new consciousness that's coming in. The challenge is the new consciousness doesn't speak in English, French, and German, and it doesn't speak in words. And so we get frustrated because I can't communicate this very exciting experience that I'm having, somebody would say. But it's all changing very rapidly.
It is. And I think the interesting thing is we often don't look back. We don't even remember how we used to be. You know, we think we've always been the way we are. But if we really try hard, certainly for myself, when I look back to some of our first conversations and the things, you know, the capabilities I had, the ability to sense things, the ability to go into that quiet space, the sensing of rhythms, the subtle energies, I didn't have any of that. So I tend to think nothing's changed, but then I find myself saying things like, oh, I really sense a change in the rhythm, and I realize I have changed.
Yes, and changed significantly. See, one of the things that's going on in people is you are forgetting, and that's intentional, and that's necessary. So you think you have this awareness of your past, and a lot of times what you have awareness of is two things. I stole the candy bar and they caught me and I'm such a bad person. You hang on to that. Or I was dumped as a date at one time, or my whatever it may be. We hang on to what didn't work to a great extent. We don't hang on to the joys, the excitement. But more importantly, we have experiences all day long and you don't remember them. In this evolution that we are in, as you begin to step closer and closer to well-being, the vibrations that you hold on to that have nothing to do with you, and most of the experiences that you have, to a great extent, weren't even your experiences. They were somebody else's that you were just standing there engaged with at the moment. those experiences, those thoughts, those memories are all effectively being dissolved, short-circuited, neutralized, because they're of no value to you. And this is where people are beginning to have a really great opportunity, because you don't remember yourself, but you think you do. And when you can recognize my past is simply history that allows me information to make a better decision going forward, and when it's not connected to the emotion, oh, I'm so bad, the ability to make a better decision becomes very readily available. That's the shifting that's now unfolding into this new consciousness.
So, briefly, before we have to go to break and we end your segment, what advice would you give people? As I mean, everything does seem to be speeding up all of a sudden, and it's moving quite rapidly in many people's experience. What advice would you give people to handle these energies this month?
Take a breath, relax, be in present time, and allow. Don't push against. Allow the expectations that you have to not necessarily unfold. They're just simply expectations. In present time, you can examine the circumstance without the expectation in that space of allowing. And you're going to find much more ease in navigating your direction.
Jim Self, thank you for joining us today. As always, it's a pleasure to have your company.
Thanks, Sandy. Love being here with you.
Speak to you next month. You're listening to What Is Going On's Energy and Integration series. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and we'll be back after this break with energy guide, author, intuitive, and channeler Lee Harris. Stay tuned.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
To Energy Guide Channel author and musician Lee Harris. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Sandy. Hi.
Hi. Well, I know last month you were talking about a lot of change, shifts in identities, new levels of clarity around aspects that had been unclear or muddy in our lives. What was the month like for you?
It was similar to what I've described recently. It had many moments of brilliance, it had many moments of intensity, and it had some surprises too, things I wasn't expecting. So when I spoke about this month's energy update for June, I did kind of cover the last 2 weeks of May, really, because I think a lot of people are still coming out of what's been a very powerful cycle for us all.
It's so interesting because I remember at the beginning of the year, one of my favourite astrologers, Alison Chester Lambert, said we were going to spend many months dealing with hangovers from and I don't mean alcoholic ones, from 2017. And it wouldn't be until about halfway through the year that we would feel like we'd finally arrived in 2018. And I have to say, that's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me too. And I don't know about you, Sandy. We're used to, those of us who do this work, live this work, and I'm sure pretty much all the listeners to this show, we're used to deep pulses of change, energy, feelings, awareness. But it definitely, it surprised me how strong May was around all of this. But if I look back and I remember being called to speak about these shifts in identity, while I didn't take it in at the beginning of the month, it makes sense that as we're going through this, it definitely stirs the pot inside how you feel about things, what you think about things. And I sometimes forget how strong those feelings and experiences are going to be when they're coming to me intuitively in advance. And then you walk through it and it's like, oh, wow, this just really rearranged everything.
Mm, yeah, it's very easy to, you know, to talk about it before it gets here and then, wow, when it happens, it's a whole other level.
Yeah, and this theme that came up this month of power and vulnerability, that was something that was really at the forefront of my mind. Whenever I do an update, I spend usually 24 to 48 hours before just being open to any themes that I need to deliver, because some of it is stuff that's happening right now and some of it is stuff that we're yet to walk through. And power and vulnerability came up so strongly, and it does make sense, because I think we tend to take a step forward or an action into something that we want or desire, and then the rest of our energy field has to catch up. And so it felt like there was a lot of forward momentum at the beginning of May for a lot of people, and then the second half of May, it was a settling process and a detox process, what's not coming with you. So you say you want this relationship, you say you want to step into this aspect of your work, you say you want to step deeper into awareness. Well, these things are going to have to fall by the wayside, disappear, or get put on pause or hold. And the one message that I certainly experience in my daily life the last few years is, with the speed of everything, none of us have quite the same balance point that we used to. So you do have to live successfully in these times in terms of your consciousness and holding your balance point, I feel like we're constantly stopped and brought back to earth and asked, are you listening? Are you here? Are you present? Which isn't how most of us were trained, but it's definitely a way of being that we as a society are beginning to lead the way with a bit more than ever before.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing so much in our outer landscape, you know, that is reflecting back to us these very issues. You know, power and vulnerability, those two words are not often used together. And power is often misunderstood and misused. So say a little bit more about how vulnerability and power connect.
Well, I always feel, and I remember that Brené Brown a few years ago did a real landmark TED talk, and it was called The Power of Vulnerability. And I remember at the time, it was a bit of a revelation, and it hit a nerve for us, because she was really talking about the strength that we have in that. Now, that was several years ago, and I love what I see of her and all of that, but I wasn't really thinking about that when this message came through. But what came through when I was delivering the message to the camera and we then, you know, translate the message was, the old paradigm was power over others, power that is separatist, so people who have used money or status to have dominion or dominance over others who are minorities, and there is this hierarchy with some at the top and most underneath those at the top, which, you know, kind of plays back to the 99.1% thing that we've all been looking at and seeing very clearly in the last few years and knowing that that has to change. The new paradigm around power is those who can be in power and yet listen, have compassion, forgive, acknowledge any mistakes that they feel they make, and have their heart and their consciousness present in their way of leading. And it's interesting because this wasn't something that was on my mind when I went to deliver the energy update, but after I'd done it, I reflected on everything we've seen playing out in the last, you know, 12 months, but especially the last 6-7 months. The Me Too movement has all been about people who have misused and abused their power over others. We're looking right now at a lot of political fights around the world, and there are some political leaders standing for power with compassion for people, and there are some political leaders wanting to have dominance over people and not care about how people's lives are being impacted. So we're seeing that fight play out. So like you said, we're really seeing this play out on the exterior stage. Certainly 6-7 years ago, we weren't seeing as many what you could call human rights issues, human consciousness issues, intersecting with politics, things that are going on in our outer lives. Even just this past week or so, there was this whole thing about the TV show Roseanne being cancelled because its star made racist comments. And what really struck me about that, which I wasn't used to seeing, Roseanne was touted as being a huge ratings hit for this channel, ABC, who, according to press, needed a hit. They needed something that was bringing in the money and the viewers because they've been a bit struggling as a network. And within 3 hours of her racist tweet, the whole second season was cancelled the day that they were about to start production. And that, to me, was a real sign of new energy at work within an old power system that previously wouldn't have done that, and we'd have had to live with the consequences. So the other message that really came through was new power will have vulnerability present, because when our hearts and our consciousness and our frailties are allowed to be here, then you have the whole human being. But if none of those aspects are allowed to be there, then you've really got an illusionary idea of what a human being is, and somebody can be in power over another person and ask them to cut out their heart and their soul. So I found that whole Roseanne thing very interesting as an indicator of the change that we're in right now.
I found it very interesting that the head of that network is a woman who hasn't that long been in the job. And when you think about the feminine energy, and I'm not talking about gender, it does things a bit differently. It does things, you know, it can be ruthless, but it can also be very compassionate. And that's what I looked at and thought, well, what we're seeing here are people standing up for what they believe in. And it doesn't matter about money. It doesn't matter about, you know, everything that they had to tear apart in order to make that decision, that they stood up for what they believed in.
Yeah, it was a really, I was shocked when I saw that news, but I followed the story for about 24 hours because I was like, oh, this is a moment. We're seeing something. This is symbolic. This is an emblem. And the one thing that my intuition asked me to deliver, so I always feel that my guides drip feed me things when I'm speaking as an energy intuitive. And there was a message that I was heartened to hear. They said that, you know, this is just one of many things that you're going to see over the next couple of years. So, yes, there may be one step back. And for me, that was hearing about the new NFL ruling that players have to kneel during the national anthem. And as many of the listeners, I'm sure, will know, players were kneeling in protest of how many lives are being taken, African-American lives, people of color, and so they were really making a point, and they've now been denied making that point. And the day that came out, I remember feeling horrible for a moment. But my higher self said, no, this is now going to swing the other way. And we haven't seen that happen yet, but to me, the Roseanne thing a few days later was the opposite. It was like, okay, here we are standing on behalf of a non-racist world where everyone is included, and all rights are human rights, not just the rights of the few or people who are a certain color or a certain status.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, it's interesting how many people in powerful positions, when they are being accused of things, there's two opposite stances. Either they shake it off and refuse to admit it, and, you know, stand back in their power, or they become very vulnerable and say, oh my goodness, you know, I didn't realize that that's how this behavior was seen or whatever. They're becoming quite humble. So there is a certain amount of vulnerability that is being displayed on the world stage alongside power.
That's true. And I guess if we bring that back to ourselves, we have to be able to forgive ourselves for things that we do, that we go, oh, I didn't do great there. And we also have to be able to forgive others who do that to us, rather than get caught in a war or a wound where you're just defensive against someone else, or blaming or judging. And it's interesting that this theme of power and vulnerability comes up to me too, because I just a month ago, I taught a big program called Impact the World. And it was for change makers, leaders, creatives, healers who wanted to take their work out into the world. And one of the things that, you know, I kept reaffirming, and I see this being reaffirmed more and more out in the world now, is that to step forward, there will be fear, there will be vulnerability, and that's just the truth. If we want to step more into our power, we can't get there without going through the shedding of some fear or some old ideas. You know, I look at it as the small self and the higher self. So for all of us, our higher self has a destiny path that we're walking. And you can bet that all along the way of that destiny path, our small self is going to show up. So for me, for example, in running the Impact the World training, I knew that I had to do it. I'd known I had to do it for 18 months, and I'd said I'd do it for 6 months. I went through a lot of fear in the weeks before presenting that 5-day training. My higher self knew it was all going to be fine and would remind me, but my smaller self hadn't done this before and was stepping into a different and a bigger arena. So I think also the power vulnerability thing shows up for us personally, not even to do with conflicts or battles with others, but sometimes that if we understand that vulnerability will be part of a power shift in our own life, you know, if we want to change a relationship dynamic, we're probably going to feel vulnerable right before we have that difficult conversation with our brother or our sister, and that that's okay, and that has to be invited to be there for us to really live in authentic power, which again isn't necessarily what our world has celebrated thus far. But now we're in a period where that's the new currency.
It's so interesting, some of these terms that are emerging. I mean, having had a peek at your energy report this month, some of the you know, the topics in there, like creative connections and unity and vulnerability. And I think, you know, all of these are kind of displaying this move that we are making towards one another. And I know that there's polarization still happening, but there are so many people that are prepared to be vulnerable because they understand that you know, we are part of each other, and they cannot exist in a vacuum on their own, which is where a lot of people who abuse power do tend to exist. And the creative connections that you talk about, it all seems part of, I'm not explaining this very well, but it's exactly what you said earlier. You say these things and you don't realize the impact or the importance of them until they start coming to pass and you start living them. And that's what I'm sensing in everything that you're saying this month.
I love that. I thought you said that very well. And it's funny, as you sit here and talk about creative connections, Sandy, I'm reminded of about 7 or 8 months ago, you said to me, hey, Lee, I want to do this show with Jim, Susie, you, and this is what it will be. Are you up for it? And we all said yes. And so you creatively connected all of us with a vision that you wanted to do a monthly show that was going to hold space for some of the themes that we're all experiencing, told through 4 different perspectives, because there are 4 of us on the show. And now that's having a ripple effect to those who are listening. And I'm sure you feel the same, Sandy. I always feel a listener is not just listening. You know, we have a conversation based on the people who tune in, because you can feel them too. So
yes.
That was one of your spearheaded creative connections. And I feel like that's a prime example of what's going on the planet right now. I was saying this morning to a meeting that I was in with a couple of team members. I think in the old days, there was this idea of, you know, a celebrity or a star or a one person and everyone else gathered around. And I was saying that paradigm's really over, I feel, very much, and it certainly isn't going to be the way of the future. Every voice is needed, every voice is valid. I think in the years to come, we're just going to see more and more people adding to the cultural conversation and the cultural action, because not everyone moves energy through words. Some people move energy through what they build or what they create for people. But that's the paradigm we're moving into. And when you were describing your reflections on some of the things I'd said in the energy update, what came to me was the language of the heart is now being included. And the heart isn't always fluffy. It's sometimes strong and fierce. You know, a mother who's protecting her kids, she's going to be fierce, but she's using the language of the heart. And I feel like that's what's coming in now with this new wave of power. So it's a little different. It's an identity shift. We're all getting used to it, but it is the way forward.
Do you know, I had to smile when you said that, because I've got a note here there to talk to you about, and that is what I call the compass of the heart. And, you know, when you talk about union and when you talk about this connection that maybe we're not necessarily aware of, some people aren't, but it exists. For me, I've been watching for about 10 years how people are making decisions in different ways, and they're not even necessarily aware of it. But it's almost as if authenticity has become such a magnetic quality that compass in the heart is automatically veering towards it, and we're choosing to listen to people who, oh my goodness, we've spoken so much with one.
It was lovely to speak. Yeah.
Oh, Lee, I'm so sorry. I took up more time than I should have done.
No problem. Well, it was lovely.
Okay. Well, have a great month, Lee, and we'll
you
be back
too
after this break with Susie Miller. I'll give you more time next month.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, and it's time for Susie Miller, who's pioneering work with the higher consciousness of thousands of energetically sensitive children led to the creation of the groundbreaking Awesomeism Practitioner Process and the Journey Back to Love series. Susie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You know, some things Lee said earlier tap into something that I know that you're going to be talking about, and that is illusion, what it is and how to let it go. I mean, it's interesting that Lee brought up that, you know, we're beginning to understand that we have illusionary ideas of who someone is, of who we are, and that it is really time to start shedding our fears and old ideas. So tell us how illusion is playing out in the energy right now as you're observing it.
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is that the stories that we've told for so long based on our beliefs are really all coming to a head. So whether we like to admit it or not, a lot of the things that we've been believing for a long time, we are kind of at least internally going, I don't know if I can believe that anymore. It's like, you know, even right down to some of the metaphysical, you know, information and things like that. It's like, where is that true? Is that not true? How does that impact me? Is that, you know, what is that actually? And so one of the things that I'm noticing and have been, you know, it's in there, in many ways it's a very simple process, but it seems to be having a significant impact, is just redirecting people back to what is. So, you know, for instance, you know, right now I've gone through a big move. I moved from Arizona to LA and then LA to Maine, all within the last, you know, month and a half or so. And so there's been a lot of transition. And so in that movement, it's very easy to kind of go back to the stories. I think Jim mentioned, you know, going into the fears and those kinds of things. But if we stay with what actually is, then we start to reorient ourselves out of illusion and into the now. So, for instance, you know, you're driving from one coast to the next, and there's all kinds of stories. Well, I'm leaving this in the past, and I'm doing this, and what if this doesn't happen? And those are all the fears, right? But if we stay with, I'm driving in the car, you know, I'm driving out of LA, I'm driving into Nebraska. You know, if you stay with literally what I'm noticing is that that's a really powerful reorientation to this now moment. And this now moment is where all the information that we could possibly need is available, right? So as long as we're not, you know, and right now it feels very much like, you know, even when we go into our stories or even when we go into our fears, we'll get in there, but there's some niggling within us, within each and every one of us, saying, you know, is this real? You know, is this really what I should be paying attention? It's like something's naturally and organically arising that is having us question these patterns that we've been living out forever. And just that questioning alone is starting to break up the illusion. But once we break that illusion up, then we can kind of reorient ourselves by just stay with what is. And what I'm noticing in my own experience and in the experience of some of the people that I facilitate is when we do that, it's all of a sudden it's like this energy of calm just comes back. It's moment by moment presence, moment by moment awareness. And interestingly enough, without the fear, without the story, from that present moment awareness, the next moment kind of arises, right? And it offers you the next opportunity. And we've heard this for a really long time. You know, we heard the whole thing about trust and take the next step, and then the next, you know, the next paver is right there to catch you. But it feels to me like in this month of June, we're really beginning to get the opportunity to put that energy or put that awareness to the test, you know, and how do we test it without putting ourselves in trauma, or how do we test it without just slipping back into all the fears? I believe we do that by just stating out loud, what is. If we'll try it as we're going through our day, even, you'll notice just how time begins to, you know, we hear that time is speeding up and things are getting chaotic and we're getting pushed and pulled by the noise. But if we come right back to I'm sitting on the sofa, you know, talking to you and your listeners. I'm looking out at the water. There's a tree. If I just go back to what is, there's this neutralizing of, truly, I believe it's the neutralizing of the illusion. Because the illusion is really the stories that we've told, the stories that have come out of our fears, right? I think Jim talks about this as, you know, it's the things that we don't want to have happen in the future, you know, that happened to us in the past. But if we're right here, stating what is, if we're reconditioning ourselves to just be present with what is, and not only just be present with it in the mind, but actually articulate it. Say it out loud so you can hear yourself. Watch your whole energy field just come into calm, come into ease. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I had a conversation earlier today with Jim, and part of that conversation was very much, you know, a different aspect of what you're talking about. And that is about the space. You know, you're laying out a very good scenario there of leaving one place and telling yourself all the stories about it and the stories about where you're going to. I rarely allow myself the space to be with what is, because it is in that space that I've found the most profound changes happen. And it's only something, you know, only recently that I've really started paying attention to that and seeing how powerful it is.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, I think the fact is that if we're in the past or if we're in the future, you know, we don't have access to what is. We don't have access to all the information that that we can have access to. And if we're wanting to make deeper choices based on more and more subtle information, then we have to be present. We have to be present in the now. And it seems like a very simple way to do it, but I have found that just articulating what is, especially in a moment of, you know, say you are in fear or say you are in confusion, just even articulating, I'm experiencing fear, you know, I'm experiencing whatever, this is what's showing up. Just simply articulating that has a way of just settling that energy. And the fact is I think that right now especially, the mind used to be able to trick us into thinking that as long as we kind of thought it all through and made it all, got it all our ducks in a row as far as our mental processing, that somehow we weren't going to actually know what was coming up next, that we would be able to have some control over the future. And I think that what's happening right now is we're beginning to really realize that our destinies are playing out. It's like something bigger is taking over. And so that little part of us has a lot less control than it, and it knows it. You know, that's the difference. It's like we know that the smaller part of us knows that we have a lot less control than we've ever had before. And so in order to not go into fear about that, to allow ourselves to move with that energy moment by moment, to let ourselves be guided by the bigger part of ourselves, we have to start telling ourselves what is, not the story of what is, right?
Absolutely. Susie,
I've had lots of practice lately.
And, you know, one thing that occurs to me is that so many people were feeling stuck, and now that things are moving, it's very tempting to want to, okay, let's get in action, let's move with it, let's take advantage of this you know, upsurge, this rhythm. I would like us to take a few minutes, we've probably got about 4 minutes left, and be right in this moment and you take us through an energy balancing session. Do you think you can do that in about 4 minutes? It might be less than that.
Okay, all right, we'll do what we can. So
let's just drop right
into what is, right into this moment. Best way to do that is just start breathing into the body. And as you start that inhale and exhale into the body, just inhaling and exhaling, right? And as you begin to inhale and exhale, begin to tell yourself what is. What do you notice? My body's tense here. I'm a little anxious. I'm a little excited. This energy is feeling really unique. Maybe I'm expanding. Maybe I'm contracting. Just notice what you notice. Tell yourself what is available to you in this moment. Right? Okay. Nice deep inhale and exhale. All the way down into the body as far as you can go. And now I want you to notice or imagine that there is a sphere of energy around you. And that sphere of energy has been, it's like a bubble that has been holding some of your stories. It's been holding the illusions instead of the what-is-ness of this moment. And as you breathe into the body, just choose to pop that bubble. Just choose to dismantle that bubble. Right? Just prick it. There you go. Okay. Kerana nama tadi kerja semua tu kuriya tariya kaya kerana materiya sahaya kuriya tariya kaya okunya materiya sah. Okay. So now, breathe into the body and exhale. And now as you breathe into the body and exhale, let that energy extend out as far as it can go. Keep letting it go. Keep letting it go. Keep letting it drift out. So all of these stories are drifting out. All of these experiences and expressions that aren't present moment awareness, they're just drifting away. It doesn't have to be challenging. It doesn't have to be difficult. There we go. All right. Okay. So one other thing that's showing up, if I can get it really quick, is just allow yourself to settle down as low in the body as you can go. Notice as low in the body as you can go. There we go. There we go. It seems that the earth right now is really going through is attempting to have some level of support for all of that we are processing, all that we're trying to move through, all that we're trying to let go. She's trying to let go of all her stories as well. And so the further down you can breathe into the body, the more that connection, you know, the more you're supported by the kind of more global letting go, right? Letting go of the story. We are not what we have been, and we do not know yet what we are going to become. But we know in this moment that we are safe, that we are in ease, that we can tell ourselves the truth, that we can be present with what is. And when we build that trust within ourselves, we can step into the next moment with the same level of trust. Trusting that what's coming is meant for us. Trusting that what is a demonstration of our wholeness. Right? Does that make sense? Kekanama. Saya kudukuri materi kia kari opa maita ai kisem. So nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. Lots of questioning. Lots of questioning in June. Is this true? Is this a story? Is this a present moment awareness? Stick with the present moment awareness because it's absolutely going to lead you right where you want to go, right where the big you wants to go, right where the big you is taking you, right? With no... with no separation between what wants to happen through you and the smaller you, right? Okay. Nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. And then just bring yourself right here, right now.
Susie, thank you. You know, it is all a story. And the interesting thing when we recognize that is, I've been telling myself a story is, wow, there are countless stories. I can tell myself any story I want, and I can co-create any story I want.
Absolutely. And sometimes we don't even, it's like I think there's a difference between a story and a destiny. You know, the story is looking at the past and kind of creating illusion around that. The destiny comes out of present moment awareness. And we get to that awareness by just sticking with the facts, sticking with what is.
Well said. Susie Miller, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, more information about Jimself, visit masteringalchemy.com, leeharrisenergy.com, and susiemiller.com. That's it for tonight's Energy and Integration Show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. I hope you'll join me again next week when my guest will be Barnett Bain. Till then, it's goodbye from me.